The Powers Arts Center is located in a large cow pasture off of Highway 82. It's not visible from the road, and the entrance is somewhat covert. On the way in, you pass cattle guards and old rusting farm implements, and then the center comes into view. When I walked up here, I was completely surprised by the structure itself. I wasn't expecting such a grand, beautiful building. Is that the reaction you get from a lot of people?
I call it the wow factor. I mean, they really can't believe it. It's so well received.
That's Melissa English, director of the Art Center.
And, you know, you drive up into this really cow pasture and this incredible contemporary art museum is sitting in the middle of 35 acres, and they just come in and they can't hardly speak.
The building's architect is Hiroshi Nanamori of Japan. The exterior minimalist design includes a serene reflecting pool and a pergola that frames Mount Sopras. Since it opened to the public on July 7th, word has gotten out. English is now hosting between 25 and 35 people every day.
I've had lots of local visitors, Carbondale, and then a lot of people, you know, that have their second home here. So they're visiting, they're from Houston maybe, but they're here for the summer.
The center is free to visit and was created in memory of John Powers, a longtime Roaring Fork Valley resident who died in 1999. It's a family effort. Powers' wife, Kimiko, sits on the board of the foundation that funds the center. John Powers was the head of a major publishing company until his late 40s, when he decided to leave what he called a mundane existence. He went on to collect art, and he befriended artist Jasper Johns.
He was involved in collecting pop art when it was just emerging in the 60s in New York. And not only did he collect, but he was friends with many of the pop artists. And that's one of the reasons the museum's dedicated to Jasper Johns.
Johns is known for his pieces that feature maps, flags, and targets. He helped usher in pop art and minimalism in the 1960s, and the meaning of his prints and paintings are the subject of much debate. In the Powers Art Center, five galleries exhibit John's works on paper. Director Melissa English leads me to one upstairs.
The title of this is Usuyuki, which means light snow in Japanese. I can sort of feel a lightness to it, light snow, that image coming through.
I can too, actually. Kind of a beige, but there's something about it that's tranquil.
Yes, very tranquil.
When people visit the museum near Carbondale, English says she doesn't explain the paintings, but instead allows people to react to the work on their own.
Well, that's the way Jasper approached his art. He said it wasn't his job to put his emotions or feelings into the painting. He's the artist, and you should study the art, look and see it in your own way, and take from it what it means to you.
In the future, the center hopes to hold classes on pop art for community members and build relationships with teachers to encourage local school children to visit as part of their curriculum. Marcy Grevenen, Aspen Public Radio News.